Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
I heard one of the name it and claim it preachers just the other day saying that when you pray to be healed, you already actually have the healing, you just don't know it yet. According to this preacher, the Apostle Paul evidently was in error, because he says that the Lord did not remove his physical affliction. No one would ever die if men who prayed were always healed. These wells without water build their false doctrine primarily on a mistaken interpretation of Isaiah 53:5. They say that he bought healing of physical diseases for us when he died on the cross. Now, the amazing thing about their interpretation is that they actually deny that he purchased anything else. They say that he only made the forgiveness of our sins a possibility, that he only took away our transgressions if we cooperate with him, but he actually healed us of physical diseases, and all we have to do is claim it. When the Lord Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, he actually obtained eternal redemption for his people. He satisfied every jot and tittle of the law in their behalf. He purchased their pardon totally by his work, without the input or cooperation of even one of them. A man does not stand in jeopardy who has his sin debt settled by Christ. So if it were true that at this same time he purchased our physical healing, then none of those for whom he died would ever have any sickness of any type. When a man is sick, the first thing he thinks he needs is some medicine or a doctor. The reality of the matter is that he may actually need a change of lifestyle. Heart trouble afflicts a multitude. The immediate need of someone stricken with this malady is bypass surgery, but their real need is probably a change in diet and exercise. So it is with the maladies and troubles which beset us in this life. When troubles arise, that's when most people start to pray. Sadly, most prayers are centered on getting relief from some trouble. God has not promised his people health, happiness in this life, nor wealth of any earthly kind. But he has promised to be with them in the midst of their trials and to lead them in a path which will ultimately result in their good. God is not interested in his people's comfort, but in their conformity to Christ. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Paul said that he was given a thorn in his flesh in order that he would not be lifted up with pride. He was thankful that the Lord dealt with him in this fashion, rather than just granting his wish to be healed. David said, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. I know, Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me." Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Prayer is primarily about worship. When the Lord taught his disciples to pray, he began by saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." True prayer cannot be carried on without a heart and attitude of worship and adoration. Prayer is also about confession of sins. The Lord said that a publican and a Pharisee went down to the temple to pray, but only one came away justified. The publican who smote upon his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Not only is it about confession of the sins that we have committed, but also as an eye to our propensity to sin and ask for deliverance from temptation yet to come. Paul said that he had learned to be content. That is not a state of mind and heart which a man can easily achieve, nor one that he is born with. I believe it to be the most difficult place for a man to ever get. Contentedness does not grow out of getting everything that our flesh wants in life. There are many men who have the capability to buy anything they want, yet they do not necessarily ever achieve contentedness. To be content, one must be brought to a place of understanding that our God is the God of the light and the darkness, the God of affliction and the God of health and prosperity. He is the God of abundance and the God of abasement. He is the one who shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When a man genuinely prays, he does not always even know what he should pray for. The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Do you pray?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.